Almighty God, your Son Jesus has promised that you hear us as we come to you in faith, as we come to you in prayer with our concerns, our hopes. We pray, Lord, that you'll guide with your wisdom and power the leaders of the nations so that all may live in peace and mutual trust and share with justice the resources of the earth. We pray this day, Lord, for those in positions of power and leadership, particularly in the US, in Iran, Israel, and Lebanon, and across the Gaza area, Russia and Ukraine, and Venezuela, that you'll give them wisdom and the courage they need to be able to bring peace in days of great trouble and turmoil. Please stir within the hearts of people. We pray, Lord, for the people of this land, including our leaders at all levels of government. I pray today, Lord, particularly for our Prime Minister, amongst the significant responsibilities that he has, and for times when he perhaps has regrets about things said. Help each of our leaders, particularly at the federal level, to be people of integrity and compassion and wisdom, that they may govern looking beyond themselves to be able to govern for the well-being of the people across this land. We pray, Lord, that you'll send out the light and truth of your gospel across this world, across our nation and our community. We pray, Lord, for those places where to follow Christ brings danger and persecution. Our prayers continue for Christians in Nigeria, Lord. For those who have much uncertainty about loved ones that have been taken, for those who seek to continue to serve you, give them the courage they need this day to do so as they continue to look to Jesus as their hope and their life. We commend to your care, merciful God, all who are in sadness, those who are unwell, those who are discouraged, those who are struggling in the places that they are and the uncertainties that that brings. Our prayers continue, Lord, for those who we know are in hospital. We pray for Rob and for Evelyn, particularly this day, and pray for both of them and their particular needs. Pray for the medical both of them, that you will give them wisdom and insights in their ongoing care. And for both Rob and Evelyn within themselves, that you will give them a calmness and a peace of mind and heart, and that you will indeed speak to them in these days. Will we take a few moments of quietness to pray for those others that we are conscious of this day, close to us and further and far from us, as we commit them to you in prayer, and we do so in the quietness of our hearts. Lord, I pray for music lovers happening on Thursday and look forward to, again, a celebration of music and all that does. But, Lord, I pray that it will also be more than that, that it will also be a place where people receive the warmth of welcome within the fellowship of your people here, and that somehow in the midst of it may be glimpses of your love and mercy and grace. Again, that this can be a place on Thursday morning where seeds are planted by you. We pray also, Lord, for Artburst at the end of August and all that needs to happen for that event. We continue to commit it to you. Thank you so much again, Lord, for the creativity of people and that we can celebrate that. But as I pray for music lovers, I also pray for Artburst, that it can be this place of amidst the joy of art and creativity, but also in the midst of that, being able to point to you and recognise you as the one who is our creator. We praise you, Lord, for all your servants whose lives have honoured Jesus. Encourage us by their example so that we may run with perseverance the race that lies before us and share with them the fullness of joy in your kingdom, as we pray in the name of Jesus, who taught his followers the Lord's Prayer, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power and the glory are yours now and forever. Amen.